When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Jake Braun, Portfolio Manager at Associated Bank's Wealth Management and Institutional Services Division. Jake, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I want to focus in today on a couple of things. The first is jobs. The latest jobs report shows the economy is still cooking along. Lots of people who want jobs can get jobs. 272,000 in the May jobs report. Talk to us a little bit about how that might be impacting your clients and local business.
Yeah, so a lot of my clients are local employers, especially we do a lot of retirement plans. So I do get a chance to talk to people who run businesses, and you know, it's not the same as asking America, but I'm hearing a lot of the same things, which is that you know, there's a lot of work to be done, a lot of new orders coming in, and no one's really talking about mass layoffs or even partial layoffs. So sentiment seems to be good. You're seeing that in the aggregate job numbers, like you talked about. And I guess I just want to stress how good that is. You said 272,000 jobs just in May. Mm-hmm. That continues a pace that we've been on of basically a 250,000 new jobs a month going back basically over the last year. And that is so far ahead of the pace that we really got used to. I mean, since the global financial crisis in 2008, over that entire expansion, you had about 180,000 jobs added a month. And we tend to think about 150. Well, that used to be considered kind of the best case scenario over a long period of time. And here we are, you know, 250,000 a month. It's impressive. I don't think there's any other ways to say it.
Yeah. For nearly a half century, the unemployment rate hasn't been this low for this long. And the World Bank yesterday, I saw a report from them who said that, and they talked about the jobs report, they talked about a couple of other things, said the U.S. is really the driver right now of the world economy, which is amazing.
Yes, we are by far the richest and biggest economy in the world. We're still eclipsing China, but the way our economy is set up really makes us an engine of the world because so much of our economy is driven by consumption. You know, we do some investing and the government spends quite a bit of money, which, you know, you ask anyone, everyone has an opinion on the government deficit and spending, but over 70% of our economy is consumption. And because we're so large and we spend so much money, our spending decisions tend to reverberate all around the world. And so, yes, you have people with jobs getting raises that on average are above inflation. And that is just a huge boost to keeping the global economy, which is so interrelated nowadays. It's so globalized that it, if you're going to have one part of the global economy running, having American consumers buying stuff is probably number one on your list.
Yeah, you look at all these different things, and let's go back to the jobs report for just a second. I guess there's really no sign of a slowdown in hiring. That's one thing. You have the stock market that's doing pretty well. We've had a couple of records recently. More and more people I hear saying that we won't have a recession coming, that we'll have a soft landing. Your thoughts?
Yeah. So we've had the jobs report. We just had the inflation report for CPI come out today. You had the Fed. They'll come out with their decision later. It's widely expected they won't do anything today. But these latest reports paint a very good picture that gives a lot more confidence to the outcome of that soft landing. Never in history did we deal with inflation at this level and fight it with this many interest rate cuts without a recession, massive, you know, millions of job losses. And here we are, and it looks like we might be able to pull it off. And these latest reports, it's just one report, but, you know, it's a good report, and you want to see as many of those as possible. There is an argument still to be made that this will not end well. You know, you might still have your recession. And on one hand, you are seeing a little bit of softness in the hiring rate, and that's almost what you want to see. Remember, it's about a year and a half ago, we had two or three jobs for every person. You know, we had this huge labor shortage that's kind of worked its way out. And the only way it works its way out is if the labor market softens a little bit. So if it continues, sure, there might be layoffs. But if it settles right here, that would be good. I think we'd like to see that happen. There are two job reports we look at, and both of them are surveys. When you ask businesses whether they're hiring, that's the big 272,000 job number you see. But we also ask households. It's called the household survey. And this is the survey that shows the unemployment rate. And this one is a little more mixed. It actually showed some job losses. Again, there's reasons for that. We tend, when you look at the number of job gains, you like to look at that first establishment survey, but there are some people that are moving between jobs, and there are might be some people that are self-employed that might be leaving the job market. So the headline number is still great. Some of the nuanced, you know, lower level data says that there might be some weakening. I guess the question is it weakening to get us to a sustainable rate, or could inflation continue dropping? Which ultimately, remember, inflation is just prices. And if prices drop, company revenues drop. If company revenues drop and they continue to pay people 4% raises, is there a point at which they start losing money and they have to lay people off? That continues to be, I guess you call it the worst case scenario, kind of the give and take of lower inflation. Good for buyers, bad for businesses. And that still seems like a less likely outcome, but I would say that is still the recessionary scenario.
One of the points that I saw that does bring a little bit of concern was the ISM Manufacturing Index. It was a little lower than expected, which might be showing the economy is losing a little bit of momentum. Maybe you get your comment on that. And are there any other signs, any other data points that have similar indications?
Yeah, that ISM survey, it asks businesses, now, what are your plans for the future? Part of that is new orders. Are you getting new orders in? That's a sign usually that there'll be, you know, business activity in the future that you might want to expand capacity or hire for. So it's on a 0 to 100 scale. If it comes in at 50, that means there's no expansion, but there's no contraction. So it's kind of status quo. If it's above 50, businesses are expanding and growing. If it's below 50, they're contracting, and it's just below 50. So it's kind of been stuck around this 50 level, so treading water. And you're right, the latest report went down into the high 40s. So it's just in the contractionary territory. It could be that inventories are really high right now, which they are. And so maybe businesses don't feel very optimistic about, you know, creating a bunch of new products and services. It could just be a blip. You know, these data are always prone to revisions. But the whole idea of economic growth relies on expansion. And so if companies are contracting or just treading water a little bit, I mean, it kind of lines up with the GDP growth. We saw amazing growth in the second half of last year. And right now, first and second quarter now, we're expecting closer to 2%, which is actually pretty normal by historical standards, but it's not the boom that we would love to see. So again, how much do you read into these numbers that continue to go down? Is it that they're finding a more sustainable but still positive level, or are we trending towards a recession? The jobs numbers, the survey numbers you spoke about, and the inflation data are all decreasing, but they're around more sustainable numbers. But on the other end, I know you asked for signs of contraction, but you know, you look at stock market, really markets across the board, and they seem pretty enthusiastic. Yeah. And they're very forward-looking.
Well, and Jake, along those lines, I want to ask you about what investors might be thinking. I know we've been seeing some of those records, but privately, I've been reading more and more of them really aren't interested in a stronger economy. They want rate cuts. They want rate cuts, rate cuts, rate cuts. Why are they so interested in that?
So it's almost this odd phenomena of sometimes good news is good news, sometimes bad news is good news. It goes back to this idea that we are running things too hot. So you want them to slow, which is a bad thing, right? A slowing economy, nobody wants that. But you want it to slow and find this more sustainable positive level. And interest rates are around 5%, 5.5%. And the Fed will tell you they are much higher than we'd like to keep them. The reason they're this high is because we're trying to slow things down. And so when you get very high growth numbers, very strong job numbers, very high wage growth numbers, that tends to lead to higher inflation, which would lead to higher interest rates, which, you know, we've been fortunate that high interest rates haven't caused a recession, but you keep increasing those and you keep them high for long enough, eventually you're going to slow things down to a recession. And so I think what markets and investors generally want is let's slow things down just so it gives the excuse of that interest rate to come down so that, you know, think about all the different ways interest rates interact with us. Most of us use them for buying homes, and the housing market is completely locked up. Housing unaffordability is at record high. So if interest rates came down, maybe people could afford to move, buy and sell homes. Businesses could take out debt to expand their operations. Debt just becomes more manageable to work with, and you always need some debt to propel an expansion. So the cost of growth really would like to come down again to a, maybe not to zero. Certainly nobody's talking about going back to zero, but this 5.5 is, the Fed has said we don't want to stay here forever. A more sustainable rate is probably 2-3%. And so that's why you want these almost like bad reports or these more moderated reports, so that it can give the excuse to bring interest rates down to that sustainable level. And then we can all just settle into a slower but still positive expansion.
All right, Jake. Good conversation. Thank you. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
I would love to talk to anyone who is interested. You can reach me directly at my email, jacob.brond@associatedbank.com, or give me a call, 414-278-1864.
All right, Jake. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.